Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tonya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled, Vote Nota, the Ultimate Essay Clapback. After a two-week hiatus, the Acumen Media Report is back. This is going to be another rant, so before I even begin, I want to tell you that the seawater in Sedwana Bay is so calm, we are now calling it Lake Sedwana. I got into the middle of an eel brawl at about 22 meters under, but after a few swear words through my regulator, yes, you can hear them on video, I discovered that even amores have a bad day. So that was cool, and it makes me feel a little better that most of these reports are rants. Raised from the bottom of the ocean, I was thrown into an electioneering hotspot when I opened my eyes. I guess it's time to open up that can of worms. Brace yourself. Most years we produce an election study, and I'm personally over the DA, EFF and the ANC, so I've raised the number of parties to 10 so that we can see how prevalent they are in the media and what their messaging is, both positive or negative. The question I was asking myself was this. If we don't vote for the top three, ANC, DA, and EFF, and we voted nota, none of those above, and we gave our vote to one of the smaller parties, what sort of impact would that make on the conversation and our country? Well, the short answer is we won't vote nota. And that, my friends, is a tragedy after two decades of democracy. Do you want to know why we won't vote for a smaller party? Because they have no media voice, just like they probably don't have a political one. If you lined up the arguably largest top 10 political parties in South Africa and you mute the big three, you're left with nota and nothing. No press at all. I checked the data again. It couldn't be right. It's the elections. Surely in 2021, the smaller parties are woke enough to know that most of us are social media users. And to be honest, some of those parties had less than 100 mentions in a month. That's pathetic. They're not even trying. Amongst almost 60% of the conversation focused on the ANC, 25% belongs to the DA and EFF combined, and the balance of 15% is what you and I are panning for gold. I don't like our chances. A word to the politicians of the smaller parties. PR is not that hard, especially in this climate. Everyone hates the big three, meaning you're walking into a media market that is ripe for some leadership and change. Let me define change. I don't mean mudslinging and futile court cases. Just change. Let me give you a small and impactful example of PR 101. Find a cause. It's not hard. Let's start with my neighbors. I learnt, to my horror, that children in rural KZN cannot go to school if they don't have an approved school uniform and school shoes. In this very small town, we have at least 400 kids whose households can't afford the 500 bucks that makes up a uniform and shoes. Here in rural KZN, we don't even wear shoes on a formal day. Yet in the poorest regions of our country, the children are forced to wear clothing that is not part of their normal day anyway, at a cost that is unaffordable, and if they don't cough up, they don't get to attend class. What a complete joke. I digress. Back to that small political party and the 101. Take 140,000 rand. And clothe an entire set of impoverished kids so that they can learn. That's a human right. Then call the media houses, put out a couple of tweets with a 500 rand ad budget, and you'd do better than what I'm seeing in this statistical study. Want to know what are the next logical events that will happen after you do this? You guys are so smart. You've already worked it out. Even though you don't have a marketing degree, you've helped 400 people to get an education and you'll win the hearts of every family member. That means 1,600 votes in an area with 5,000 voting adults. Big dent, huh? Oh, duh. But what did we see instead? We saw politicians take to the streets like they were on a tourist visit to the Kasi. Ramaphosa barreled into Soweto, groveling for another chance, and he got what he deserved, a Soweto clapback. No electricity for weeks, even months in some parts. Illegal connections, spaghetti in the streets that are twisted as the politicians' brains. Where is your home, humanity? Oi, Cupcake, you walked into Alex 4 years ago and promised that the renewal project would be fixed. It was only 10 baht, if I remember correctly. That's a tenth of what Mkhize took. Talking about Mkhize, the media has been shoveling digital vibes down our throats as if it were fodder for a nation. The same nation that had read the leaked SIU report already 3 months ago. Hello, media. Everyone knows Mkhize and his family ripped the cash out of our ventilators. This is not news. The question is, why is it news? It was a few hundred million rand. That doesn't even count. What happened to the billions that were torched by ACE? What about the half a trillion dollars that delivered 20 food parcels to the entire KZN province under Zikalala? Do you think we're buying this digital vomit? Not for a second. All we are witnessing is the ANC anthem, riddled with corruption like the bullets that tore into their very own councillors' bodies without a thought for justice. I must admit, it's getting more brazen day after day. This week, we saw Paul Mashatile show the ANC has leveled up by handing out the Madibas for votes instead of T-shirts and KFC. This is the very same individual who probably has no desire to go to his office because there is no point staying in the office manned by unpaid staff, is there? The irony that the very symbol of Mandela is being traded for integrity makes me nauseous. The FF promised that they would do their best, do what they do best, and that's tear down statues, annex Mama Winnie's name, and build pretty buildings. Their message this week, outside of the manifesto, Paul Kruger must fall. I yawned like a petulant teenager. Tear them down, those statues, if they bother you so much. Stop making a fuss of it. We are hungry, you greedy red wolves in lion's clothing. The DA did exactly what they do so very well, slinging mud like some trailer park prefects. Did you know that this week the court saw the DA's case about irregular expenditure pertaining to Zuma's Nkandla? They can't be serious. The place, Nkandla, is in dire need of renovation after decades of wear and tear, a bit like the rest of South Africa. And the DA are still paying for courts. Clothe some kids. Stop chasing headlines. The IFP are too scared to put Buthelezi's face on the branding because, well, he is 93. The one party I left off this report is the RET. Did they release their manifesto yet? Guess they're still playing ping pong in the ANC halls of the so-called democratic appointments, right? The same place where fistfights are the order of the day, and very quietly Zuma has slipped back into that not-so-opulent Nkandla, and the nation's bay for justice has been crushed by the weight of the foundation of that building. I had the pleasure of having a few good friends over for dinner. These friends are younger than me. Okay, they're a lot younger than me. Okay, yes, if I had my kids young, they could be my kids. Okay, they're our youth market, and they're the 20-somethings. They are studying and carving their careers into a path to success. They are our upcoming leaders and our captains of industry. So here we sat, four young adults, me and my ma. I asked if they'd registered to vote. The answer was no. But they got excited when I started talking about choosing someone other than the big three. They asked for a breakdown of what their options were so that next time they would register and actually make a mark that so many shed blood for. I was delighted at my newfound voters, so I set about summarizing their options with a large chunk of cynicism from my decades of reading headlines. Here's what my summary was. The ANC, you know about them, don't you? Clap back. They all agreed that they had had their time and they were stealing far too much. The DA, clap back. We all agreed that they were racist and stuck in the 1800s. The EFF, clap back. We all agreed that they were far too angry to produce anything constructive and flip-flopped in their political narrative like someone wearing sandals in the sand. Who else, they asked? There's Herman Mashaba and Action SA. They said that they'd seen a couple of green ads from Action SA, so I was impressed. They agreed that there was a clear set of messaging, and they quite liked that. But when I told them that Mashaba had some small Inyana skeletons during his time as mayor in GP, and that he had quite a big problem with our neighbors coming to work in South Africa, their enthusiasm dropped. I pressed on, though. There's always Musi Maimane and the One Party. Clap back. Wasn't he the DA, they asked. Yep, I said. Sorry, a bit like Herman the German, but he left, Musi that is, because he had a fight with Gogozilla. They rolled their eyes. Clap back. 2 weeks. I thought this conversation was getting depressing, so I started to inject some humor. There's the Patriotic Alliance that should be called the Patriarchal Alliance. When they asked why, I told them the leader was Jimmy Manye, the guy who managed ANN7 for the Guptas. Silence from my audience. I kept going. There's also the Good Party. I had to think hard. Was there still a Good Party? Side note and personal clapback. Good Party? What an oxymoron. My new recruits had never heard of them, so I explained that they were started by Auntie Pat. Dalil also had a spat with Zilla. Noticing a trend? I am, but that's my job. Dalil joined Ramaphosa after the last election, but has assured us that she still works for the Good Party. At this point, I thought I'd lost them. Their eyes were glazing over. I dug deep. There's the IFP, the one we associate almost completely with Buthelezi. Their eyes lit up, and so did mine. It hurt me as much as it hurt them to tell me that he is 92, and if his party made the race, he'd be 96 or 97 once the term would be completed. It was at this point that they looked at my mom. We all agreed that she's a good and wonderful soul, but running a political party at 74 is probably a stretch, so none of us were sure how the Honorable Chief would handle that task. I have a very soft spot, though. He's the only leader with a bit of decorum, or as some say, decorum. The IFP, however, chose not to put his name on the billboards, probably for obvious reasons, but they put a name they hadn't heard of. That we haven't heard of. Velenkosini Tlabisa. And the social media stood up and called him a stooge. Clap back. I was no longer smiling. Who's left? The Freedom Front Plus. I had to explain that they were borderline AWB. They didn't know what that meant. But I just pointed to one of my friends in the room and said, well, let's put it this way. You wouldn't be welcome. He immediately understood what I meant and we moved on. Racism is so 2010. By this point, they were beginning to lose hope, and so was I. I said, the ACDP isn't bad. They asked me what the acronym stood for, and I said, African Christian Democratic Party. And with that, all four of them were out. I'm Muslim, so I can't vote for Kenneth, but I like him a lot. A little voice in my head tells me, though, that he may not be a man of great courage, and in this job, courage is mandatory. Perhaps we could test that courage factor if he can bring some interfaithness into his party. Clap back, ACDP. Anyone else? They looked at me hopefully. I said there's the PAC, Pan-African Congress. They asked who led the PAC, and that's a fair question, isn't it? If you're going to vote for a party, there should be a leader. Turns out I couldn't answer them because neither can the PAC. Clap back. I've almost forgotten that there was COPE, and to be fair, COPE didn't cope for the past two elections, as they battled a mishmash of leaders with an in, out, and a shake it all about type of management style that I'm going to say that that's not what it's all about. I had run out of parties. I said, sheepishly this time, that the only one left that I know of is the Islamic party, I think it's called Al-Jamaa. They said, at least you know who to vote for. I shook my head. Their Sharia law are based. They looked at me as if I'd spoken Arabic. I just shook my head again. Being Muslim takes a great deal of explanation. The last thing I wanted to get into is why I was Sunni. I was determined to keep my voters at the poll, so I closed with this. Just vote, darn it. And not for the big three. It really doesn't matter who you put your mark at, but it really matters that you vote because it's time for a South African clapback. Vote Nota. Pick one. Make a cross, even if you do it blindfolded. I think by that point they were reconsidering registering in the next phase of the elections. I think I failed my youth. What an SA clapback when voting Nota. Any politicians out there who are really interested in how to improve their media voice and you're a Nota, then watch the forthcoming video that is far more serious discussion on media strategy. Peace out, good people. Summer is on its way and we still have each other. Vote Nota or don't, but vote. People died for that, right? I'm Tonya Curry and this is this week's Acumen Media Report.